Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis 40 verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them inward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season inward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Verse number 6 says, and Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. Praise the Lord. If you look at verse number 8, and they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, and I pray you. Praise the Lord. And so they narrated their dream. We are talking about interpretation of dreams. Praise the Lord. Interpretation of dreams. If you like, you can call it interpreting the dreams of men. This part is a component of Marketplace Apostles series that we are handling for this month, for our month of loyalty, that it's important that we understand what is required of us as God's children in the systems of this world. That one, we have been called to position ourselves to serve people, serve God and serve people. Then we have also been positioned like salt and light and yeast in the world to interpret the dreams that God has given to people in our workplaces, in the spaces that we find ourselves, even in the church. Then also to execute or be part of the team that executes the visions that God has given to this generation. So Joseph's life teaches us very, very important lessons in the marketplace. And so today, in this particular part, we are going to focus on the interpretation of dreams. We have read this, and we've seen Joseph in prison. He was there before the other prisoners came, but he was given the mandate to serve them. It is important for you to understand that your real growth is in service. Your real power is in service. If you were there first, then you were there to serve. Jesus was the leader or the pastor of his people, and he was happy to serve them. In most times, when we are the first to be there, or we are on the highest seat, we want to be served. But the highest seat is for service. The first to be there is the one to serve. Praise the Lord. So he was in the prison first. They came, and the master said, you will serve the new entrant. Sometimes, even in the church, we have big problems because older members feel like they need to be served more, when they are supposed to be part of the serving team for the leadership of the church to serve the new members. New members have to be served more. Because when you came, we served you. And now you are supposed to be serving. You are saved to save. You are saved so that you will serve others. And if you serve well, it will serve you well. Please tell somebody, if you serve well, it will serve you well. So it is important for us to understand that. So Joseph was there, and as he was serving, his service had to go into another dimension. So first of all, his service was to supervise the whatever happened there. The Bible says that whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. Then his service went to the next level. You see, service has to graduate. You need to go to the next level. Everyone who is growing must grow into the next level. So the next level that Joseph grew into was to begin to not just confine himself to just the prison activities or the routine roles and chores that he, as the supervisor of the chamber of the ward, was supposed to do by delegated power. He had to now begin to serve the lives of the people, the personal space of the people. So he went into interpretation of their dreams. One day he came and he saw that their countenance was not great. And he asked them, "Boys, what's happening here?" And they said, "We have had a dream. All of us, we dreamed one night. We dreamed two dreams. Each one had a dream." And then they were troubled by the dream. "We'll go there. I just want to summarize and we'll find a sweet spot and we'll continue." And so he told them that interpretation belongs to God. And then fast forward, these people, one of them was released, and then he went to Pharaoh's service. And then Pharaoh had a dream. This is 2 years after, at least. Pharaoh had a dream. And then this guy recommended to Pharaoh that, "I know a guy who is an interpreter. And his name is Joseph. He can interpret your dreams for you, and then you'll be fine. That's why now you are troubled." And so he was called. His dream was interpreted. Pharaoh's dream was interpreted. And bingo. That's why we are talking about it today. Most of the time, we limit ourselves to the statement that Joseph made without applying it the way God wants us to apply it. And the application of it was that you have dreamed. It's a complicated matter. Then they told Joseph, and Joseph said, "Does interpretation not belong to God? Do not interpretations belong to..." I think that's a question we like to ask so that we run away. We like to ask that question that, "I'm not God, and interpretations belong to God. So what's my role? What's the deal? Go to God." And people will pray and pray and pray. Imagine Pharaoh praying for his dreams to be interpreted. It will never be interpreted. Because when we are saying that interpretations belong to God, we have to understand that we are in the equation of God in that space to interpret on behalf of God by connecting to the Spirit of God. We connect to the Spirit of God as light in that space to remove all the shadows creating mysteries in the spaces we find ourselves, so that everything that is encoded will be decoded. Everything that is a mystery will become simple, will become clear, will become visible to even the simple mind. Praise the Lord. And that happens by the power of God through the instrumentality of the children of God inside spaces. So when you and I are in the church, one of our cardinal tasks or responsibilities will be to position ourselves for God to use us to bring God's interpretation to the dreams or the visions of the house. So dreams are synonymous to visions. Are you here? Come on, are you here? So God says, "I've sent you as light to the world. You go and dispel shadows so that people can see me clearly, can see what I am doing. You are salt. Go bring taste. You are yeast." Praise God. So when you are... Talk to me. Praise the Lord. When you are in spaces, when you go into someone's home, it's for an interpretation of dreams. I watched a movie where a help was, contracted in the home. And then when she went to the home, she changed the dynamics of the home from how the woman was raising her children. Was not paying attention to her children. Children were going wayward. The help, the young lady, started doing homework, training the children, teaching the children. The woman saw that her children's education, the education was improving. Their grades were better. And this help was parenting the children even better. Or with skill set she entered into that house, she improved the lives of the people there than possibly what the mother could do or what the father could do. Sometimes it is not for irresponsibility that someone is not able to raise a child. Sometimes it's just for lack of some skills. Are you here? So everyone carries something. And even when we are saying interpretations belong to God, God, we have to understand that He has sent us there to use us to bring that interpretation to that space. So, coming to this place of understanding, what we want to consider is, what does it mean to interpret dreams? Praise the Lord. What does it mean to interpret dreams? It is to be able to interpret the thinking of your leader. It's to be able to buy into the thinking of your leader, buy into the thinking of your boss, buy into the thinking of your husband, buy into the thinking of your wife, buy into the thinking of your pastor, into the vision of the church. Say dreams equal vision. I can't hear you. Say dreams equal visions. So when you are in a space, when you are serving a pastor, you're serving your boss, you're serving in your organization, you have to be able to buy into the thinking, the driving thinking taught in that space. When a company set out a vision for a year, target for a year, what are they trying to achieve? Because some people just run around and they know nothing. It will surprise you that you go into offices and people have been given orientation for the year. They've gone on retreat, paid for retreat, set goals, target, and all of that. Just pick one employee there and ask them, what are our four key targets for this year? They'll be scratching their head. Because we don't go into places thinking that we have something meaningful to contribute. We go there to run around and collect end of the month's salary. And even when we have to be productive, somebody has to push us. Because we don't have it in ourselves to be proactive enough to think that, what creative measures can I bring on board to fine-tune and make this dream, you know, easier to achieve and even more fruitful or more productive to the organization or to my boss? You are serving under your boss and your boss is still thinking. And he's thinking and you don't understand their thinking. You have to understand, every Monday my boss thinks like this. Every Tuesday my boss thinks like, every midweek, towards the end of the week, this is the thinking of my boss. We need to make, you know, we need to meet our target at some point in time. Midweek, you can see your boss, his or her body language is telling you something. But some people don't. We are dead to, we are not sensitive to these things, because when we are in spaces, we are just there to collect what we are there to collect. But if we are going to add to it, we are just part of the popular stance. You can't be part of the popular stance. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. People can be singing here and they are miming. It will surprise you. Yeah, they are miming. They never listen to the music. They never check the lyrics. They never score the music. They never kept the melody structure. They never, but they will be there. They will say, you'll be seeing them giddy, 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 like, you know, fish out of water. But really, if you were to check their contribution to whatever is coming out, you will find out. If you like, let's play the multi-track right now. You see that people have microphone, but nothing is coming out of them. Even the one who manufactured the microphone is shocked that, is that how my microphone is working? And the reason why sometimes it is so is that people don't take time to see how they can bring interpretation to what is happening in the space. So they don't take time to listen to the song. They don't take time to see, okay, how do I keep my BV structure, the melody structure, based on that? We have tweaked the song, you still have the old one. Because you are not married to what you are doing. You have to be married to what you are doing. If you don't get into it, you will never be able to innovate. You will never be able to create and recreate. Are you here at all? So to interpret the dreams, interpret dreams means to get into the thinking of the leader. Jesus said, let this mind be in you. The same mind. Sorry, Paul said, let this mind be in you. The same mind which was in Christ Jesus. So there is a certain mind that you should have if you are following Jesus Christ. Jesus said, up until now, you have not learnt of me. There is a mind you should have when you are following. Praise the Lord. And if you don't have that mind, when Jesus said, when you go preach that the kingdom of God is here, it's a certain perspective of God's kingdom agenda that you should have as a believer. So to interpret dreams also means to give meaning to what happens in the sleep of the leader. What meaning? I mean, Pharaoh went to sleep and he had a dream. He didn't understand the dream. But he will always sleep. And it's likely that he will always dream. So when he keeps sleeping and he keeps dreaming, who gives value? Who gives meaning to the sleep, the dreams of the sleep of the leader? So to interpret the dreams is to give meaning to what happens in the sleep. Meaning to what happens in the sleep of the leader can even be applied in a way that, what do I have to do to ensure that my leader will be in a state of rest and still will be productive? Because some leaders never rest though. Because if they were to rest 1 minute, everywhere would die. Everywhere would collapse because they are leading sheep that has remained sheep forever. Yes. You are a follower, you are a follower forever without becoming a servant leader. So you have never been able to rise to a point where you are able to do the things that the leader is expected to do or requires very competent hands around him or her to do so that, you know, the person can be at rest. Some people sleep and they never rest. Because even asleep, they are still thinking for what followers should be thinking and seeing in the field. Your boss is in the office. He's still trying to see what is happening in your field. Because you have not opened your eyes to see. Are you here? Am I preaching? Why are you angry with me? Some people are angry with me as I'm preaching this thing. Yeah. You don't need to be given a job. Sometimes you have to give the job to yourself before your boss even calls for the job. That's your akwa wedi owa mi tumeda. Akwa wedi owa. And you makosa kama kama kama. You know, one day, the father-in-law of Moses told Moses that you need to let the burden be carried by these people who are around you so that you can rest. Leaders are more effective when they can rest in peace. But if leaders, when you see any leader stressed, one of the key reasons why that leader is stressed is that the people around the leader are incompetent. So even asleep, they are thinking about what has to be done by the people who are supposed to be doing it around the leader. So when you see a stressed leader, it's a 1,000 person. He's doing the work that you have been employed to do. The help that you have been employed to offer him or her, he's still doing some way, somehow. Wouldn't him say, would think or madam be correcting. But, and says, would think. And the rate of growth get hampered because when we take one step, we have to try and pull you along. Because you don't know how to scale up. You don't know how to multiply the small oil in your hands. In your house. You don't know. You have not developed the capacity. So, Bible says, write a vision down. Leaders will write a vision down. That he who sees it will run. We have to check your feet. Are you a good runner? What are you? So what do I do? As a pastor, sometimes I want to be at rest. Today I was just thinking that, boy, I wish I would just come in and preach and go. Yeah, but we'll get there. Is that also? Yeah, somebody should be pastoring the church. I just come in and preach and go. I'm doing my monthly topical teachings. I'll teach blah, blah, blah. But as to the outreach, is somebody's job to be planning outreach with the department. Let's go and rinse souls here. Let's go. I shouldn't come to church and be seeing empty chairs. And I shouldn't be thinking about how to fill empty chairs in church. That's why he said that we will just relegate ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. Let the tables be served by other people. But when the table servers are not serving, then we now have to share the time of the ministry of the word and prayer and enter the dining hall. Why is this one not having food? Why is this one crying? Are you here at all? So most leaders are in the dining hall. And when you go into, when Paul was talking about gift and administrations in the church, he says that there's a ministry called the ministry of helps. So when you are in a space as an employee, you are there to offer help. You are there to what? Please check your help. check your the degree of help you are bringing on board. Just check it. Even students don't prepare for a topic before they go for the class. So the teacher has to teach from top to bottom. We are there to listen. And you find a student who prepare before the class happens, they are able to make good contributions. I think I'm doing volleyball here. Tell somebody in your workplace, one of your key jobs is to interpret the dream of your leader so that your leader can be in the state of rest. And please tell somebody that you are the reason why your leader is stressed. Because you know, you have not brought any peace to your leader. Can your boss peacefully dream again without being troubled? Pharaoh said that when he dreamt, he was troubled. Some employers, some bosses have stopped dreaming. Yes, because as we will learn, every dream comes with a troubling feeling to the dreamer. When you have a vision, you have contracted trouble. Anytime you want to do something, that is the responsibility, is a trouble. How do I do it? Where do I start from? And God brings all these people around so that the how and where and what will be solved by the resources of the people that are around the leader. Are you here at all? So you are an IT person. You have to interpret the figures well. Not to be doing descriptives. We have 10% of this. What does it mean? What does it mean? Just you have the key variables. How do you connect them so that it will make proper meaning with analysis in the market? You are there. So any foolish person can give percentages and variance. And do you understand? Any foolish person. But how do you do the analysis so that when you put it before your boss, say, hey, I didn't know that this is the trend in the market. And then you now proffer recommendation. I mean, say, hey, acquire a solution tank. Yes, sir. A solution tank. You are just thinking about how much percentage they are going to increase our salary. Your salary has been increased since. You have not brought any. May God help us here in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. You know, I told you the last time. I said the greatest juju in any workplace is productivity. Sometimes you think that the boss is immoral and he likes a girl who is giving him or him sex. That's why he doesn't. You see, it is not this or that. Somebody immorally having sex with someone is not the reason why you'll be hated. Because it doesn't matter how the employer of the company loves sex with that immoral lady. He is still in the market to make profit. And if the profit is coming through you, and your competence, there is no hatred for you. There is no sex that girl will give that your boss that will make your boss throw away the person bringing the profit. No sex. Because the boss is not a fool. He's not in the market for sex. He's in the market to make earnings. Are you here with me at all? So, we need to go into the interpretation of dreams. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. There are common threads of the dreams that leaders have. Common characteristics of dreams that leaders have. Number one, in Genesis 40 verse 6, we learned that, and Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. They were sad because they had a dream. In chapter 41, verse 8, very quickly. Chapter 41, verse 8. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. So here we understand that there are common threads to dreams. Thread, common features to dream. One is that it troubles the spirit of the dreamer. When people dream, their spirit gets troubled. So the Bible said that Pharaoh dreamt, and when he woke up in the morning, his spirit was troubled. What does it mean for a person's spirit to be troubled? We learned that among the inmates of Joseph, they were troubled and they exhibited it in sadness. They were sad. Pharaoh, when he said he was troubled, he was restless. Are you here at all? So when people dream and they don't have interpretation, they remain in the state of sadness and restlessness. So a leader who has a vision but is not having the men to help him interpret the vision, to execute the vision, to get the product of the vision, will remain in the state of sadness and restlessness. Sometimes the interpretation you bring is what will bring the resources or the money for the execution of the dream. Sometimes a skill set, somebody that has a branding, maybe can just bring a logo, bam, like that, just interprets the dream. Or just, do you understand? Hello? Just kills the troubling spirit of the leader. So when we are not in spaces with this mind of being interpreters, the leaders will continue to be sad and restless. Number two, dreams always point to the future. In chapter 41, verse 25, we learned that dreams will always point to the future. So he says that, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. 7 years of abundance, 7 years of drought. It has to do with the future. When someone has a vision, the vision is a roadmap to what we could become and what we could achieve between now and the future. Are you here at all? So when we are in spaces, we are always dealing with futures. Because where there are dreams, where there are visions, future is at stake. Number three, dreams sustain lives, other lives, other than the dreamer. Whenever there is a dream, other lives are brought into the basket, aside the person dreaming. So where you are working is someone's dream, but you are earning your daily bread from there. Is that not so? Hello? Forget about the big name of your company. It started as somebody's dream. The bank is somebody's dream. Hello? The political party you are in is somebody's dream. Or you don't know it's somebody's dream. It's somebody's dream. But that is one of the characteristics of a dream. it will incorporate the futures of other people. Anytime somebody has one small thread of a dream, that dream now will open its stomach to accommodate a lot of the destinies of many people. So Pharaoh had this dream, and then it came to pass that it accommodated the butler who served Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was there. Countries were in drought. His dream was providing food for other countries, like the people of Canaan. They came to Egypt. All of that were in the belly of the dream of Pharaoh. So Pharaoh's dream saved other nations facing famine. So I'm saying that you don't need to go into a space and take for granted what is happening there. Because aside the dreamer, other lives are at stake. When they say people should go home, the company may sack one person, but in actuality, he sacked about 50 people. Because the earnings of that one person may be feeding 30 people in the village and some other people in the city. Then without that purchasing power, the cocoa mommy that this person also buys cocoa from in the morning is also losing a customer. Too much is at stake. Tell somebody, too much is at stake. So don't go into a space and just go and sit down like that. Tell somebody, don't be a decoration in a space. You need to go there thinking, I need to interpret this dream. And in the days of Daniel, it was so strong that when some people failed to interpret, Daniel and his friends, they went into prayer. One of the ways you should really pray is to pray to become useful to your boss. Yes, they prayed, oh God, show us the interpretation of this dream. Show us what to do. Show us what I should do for this company to go to the next level. For my boss to be the best boss of this company. Show us. You don't pray, give me husband, give me wife, give me chance. Oh, I want to buy a car. Let them give me a car. You pray, pray to be able to interpret. Yes, pray. God, show me. Let the prayer leave you to the space. Once you are there, you must interpret. Please tell somebody that once you are there, you must be an interpreter. When I see the note that is there, some bomb is going to land here right now. Once you are there, there must be an interpreter. Nations are okay. This guy who went to Fernando Po to bring cocoa bean, what is his name? Tete Kwashi. We don't know whether he bought the bean, he stole the bean, but we know that he brought the bean. And when he brought the bean, today, Ghana has cocoa, and look at how the cocoa has been sustaining lives for years in this Ghana. Today, a party can win election by talking about cocoa prices for farmers. Cocoa has become important. That's somebody's dream. And when he took the seed, whether he swallowed it or he put it, they just came and planted it here. And today, Ghana is one of the leading producers of cocoa in the world. Are you here? That was somebody's dream, to bring a seed of some crop, cash crop he has seen somewhere, to test here. And testing here, do you know how many people have become wealthy for being cocoa farmers? How many people have become wealthy for selling cocoa sacks? For selling fertilizer? Kwame has been selling a lot of chemicals to cocoa farmers. How many people are in that chain? Hey! Kwame is making a lot of money. If I was a lady, I were a lady here, I would just marry this guy by force. But look at what happened. The original cocoa bean that Tete Kwashi brought, Possibly when it was planted, it had to take some months or years to produce the cocoa. Then CSIR, agronomist, different scientists have come to try to improve that kind of breed. That is the interpretation, taking it from the crude original natural self to so now we have improved breed. In fact, we may have several breeds of cocoa. One that will give you this dynamic, that dynamic. And now that China has had it, you just give them 10 years. You see proper interpretation. When you see a product in the office, how do you make it better? Because sometimes the originator of the vision will see. Are you here? It's just at their wit end. That is the stretch of their ability and capability is what they have used. The person to take it to the next level is a Joseph. So Pharaoh said that, from today, no, at your word, we will sleep and wake up. From today, no, what you say is what we are going. Even though I am the king, I am just stepping back. You take the lead, because sometimes you have somebody come into the space and you have to let the person take the lead and take the nation to the next level. Take the country, take the business to the next level, take the ministry to the next level. I mean, when I was serving under my pastor is a big man in the city. When I came from the university, he just gave me all the training of the boys he was training for ministry. He said, "Francis, I'm not training them again. You have already started training them. I just started this training that I meow you." I started meowing from there. Yeah. It was never there for any of his assistants. Until I came from the university, started training intercessors, ushers, we'll do it like this, we'll do it like this, da 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 da. Then the church we're doing, you know, church, it can get to a point that it can plateau. And if you're always looking at the leader to take it to the next level, sometimes you'll be disappointed. That is why God will bring people. See, Samson was there. He had lost his eyes. He had a vision, but he lost the vision. That's what happens to leaders. A leader can start a vision and lose it. Because he doesn't know, he doesn't have eyes again to see. So Samson said that, but we have work to do. Then he called a small boy. He said, "Small boy, I used to have a vision, but now I cannot recreate. Can you lead me to the pillar?" Then the small boy said, "Well, I can interpret the road for you. Pass here, pass here, pass here, get to the pillar." When they got to the pillar, Samson brought down the whole house. Bosses know what to do to bring down the whole market, but they need people who lead them. Pass here, pass here, pass here. Interpret, so pass. Are you here at all? If you are not that person leading something to the pillar, how are we going to have the victory? And this boy came for entertainment. Oh yes, you just got employed for your salary. It's entertainment you came for. Because they used to make Samson stand there for sport. And they would be laughing. Are you here? Making mockery of how a great man can no longer create, can no longer see, has lost the vision, the ability to. Are you? Wake up. Tell somebody, wake up. So the boy also came into the arena to enjoy himself. Then Samson recruited him. When you came in here for money and you have been recruited to serve under your boss, recruited to be a church worker, to be a pastor, your everything has to change. Tell somebody, things have to change. You were a girlfriend, now you are a wife. We cannot be talking about Gucci bag. No. We need to build the finances to a certain level. Help us interpret the dream. Are you here at all? Gucci bag cannot start the marriage. No. Before, you were a girlfriend. My love language is gift. 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 Wow. No. Until we enter the investment level where something we can sleep for money to come. Go to Togo. No. Go to Kanta. Yeah. Just. We have not built that. You are talking about Range Rover.
They don't point to your car, they point to your house. Help us interpret the dream. Eve was brought to Adam that she will become a suitable help so that the garden can be better than she met it. When you are brought into relationship, brought into employment, brought into a space, there are things you need to, and if you are not careful, you'll be listening to a different conversation that will make us lose the garden from the serpent. You are there now, all your eyes on salary, all your eyes, you are not bringing anything on board. That's how we lose the garden. So in this church, please ask yourself, in this church and in your workplace, what have you been doing? Yes. What have you been doing to take us to the more? This is a year of more. What have you been doing? There are trainings I'm running. You can run them better. There are things I'm proposing we do. You can fine-tune them and make them sharper. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? You know, nobody is a waste. Entertainer became interpreter of a dream to a pillar. Samson said, I know how to bring pillar down. It's just I don't know how to get there. When you are in a space, you show your bosses how to get there. And no. Oh, me dear, be a girlfriend. Me dear, come and be didechi. Who didechi? A didechi. You'll be able to be a didechi. Anyone can follow, but there are followers and there are followers. There are valuable followers. Hello. There are followers when you are going. When you take 3 steps, you look if they are still there. Yes, you want to find if they are there, because if they are not there, part of your brain box is gone. Then there are some you just go, you come from hydrogen, you know, da 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 da. Are you here? That is how somebody will move, and someone following has diverted and did not even take note. Because when you are not of value, when you are added, we don't reach. When you are minus, it's inconsequential. So, whether you are in or you are not in, or we there. Are you minus or plus? Or you are zero? Many people are zero. No interpretation means you are zero. For some people, the nickname we should give you is Sister Zero. Brother Zero. Yeah, you are a brother, you married a sister who was flying, and as you came now, you have halted her. Not interpret, because you can't handle a woman flying. You have to bring her to your level. Kai. An eagle has become a chicken because, look at somebody say, hey. If a man can fly, a woman can fly. Do you think that I, Francis, have been standing here? I am paying that much of a school fees for my girl child so that on their own, they will not be able to find their path. That they need to interpret the path they are finding of their path because of you. No, I'm taking my children to school, my girl child to school, so that I'm asking, what do you want to do? 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 That without you, they should be able to live life. So when you come into her life, don't become the limiter. Because we did not make all these investments so that you will come and ground it. We made all these investments that even without anybody, they should be able to fulfill their God-given purpose. Don't come and interpret your purpose to ground another person's purpose and not find a way of lifting them up. The two must work together and rise together. If your wife is rising, you need to become the interpreter. Yes, they should be wondering, how is this lady, whenever she goes home and comes out, what we discuss, she has improved it because she has an intelligent husband in the house who is lending her extra capacity to come to the office from what the office people could not decode. Am I preaching? Nipani fi office ba wan kwa asem kwa. Nyanse sembia ni with you. and what chesa. Some of the women will not ask, oh, my husband, how did the office go? Some of the ladies will not ask. Not dream, you know, and say, Dianin to a. If you are married to a man and you are not interested in what will make them succeed in their job, you will have a problem. If you like, mark it where water doesn't touch. Because Adam knows the garden first. Then he's having a reverse gear to consider the woman in that space. Take the job of a real man from them. And they don't see the woman. If you want them to see you, just find yourself where they are looking at the tree. Find yourself. Stand with the tree like we are taking a picture. You and the tree. So that as he sees the tree, he will be seeing you, the woman. Anything a man you, this my wife, you are a bad luck. You are the reason why I'm failing. Because you just, sometimes you come and you are chale. Look at someone and say, hey. There's something somebody said yesterday, it touched my heart. They said they asked a question at the marriage counseling. And they said that, the brother has been called to ministry. And then, so why is the sister being pushed? The sister is feeling, why are you pushing me to become also for mommy? First lady and all of that. He said, oh, they say it's a matter of growth. If you grow, it will not be pushed. Yeah, you just function. Do you understand? Yeah, just so you are growing as a Christian. And then they ask another question. But in the same vein, if your husband became the president, will you say you were pushed to become first lady? First lady, dear, thank God. It was not a push. But to pastoral wife, dear, it's a push. Look, do this to somebody. Have you seen? Hey, me, if my wife is doing something and she catches a frequency. Now me go learn how to be a chef. I be cooking for the house. Oh yeah, go break. If man can collect money, woman can collect money. Stop all these things. You are not, it is not your birthright as a husband. Yes. To be the one to bring the biggest money home. It's not your birthright. So be flexible and be wise and be an interpreter. Look at Esther, the husband to Esther. She said, Esther, whatever dream you have, even to half of the kingdom, I'm ready to support you with it. To half of the kingdom. Then you see Esther made demand. Okay, I want this. I want that. You say, oh, it's yours. Is that more I can give? It's a hidden king was willing to give us, including the lives of people. The lies of open. It is your job as a husband. Go and fight whatever is trying to fight your wife. Not be there and then you are insecure and you are throwing tantrums. Be an inter. Since you came, one day one man gave a pin to the wife. He said, collect the pin. He said, well, the pin with your son first. So that you will never say that since I married you, I have not given you a pin. What a wise man. Look, if you're a man here in your office, they are clapping for you that you are great, you are great. And you cannot find a spot that you have contributed in the lifting of your wife. You have to knock your head. If you're a woman here, and you know that you are not responsible for the comfort of your husband rising, knock your head. Because when the Bible says you are a suitable partner, you are an interpreter of dreams. Oh, suitable. It's not, we are not even talking about best suitability. That is, there is telepathy. The two, they are synchronized and they are mixed together in a way that they are inseparable. What is flowing in this one is flowing in this one, and even without conscious discussion, we are able to direct ourselves by some magnetic operation. There you are, there now you are planning how you will chop the woman down. Because these days, you know, the heel she is wearing, I say, grow wing. To me, bow teams, I'm going to clap her wings. Put your hand on every man, no woman, man, put your hand on your head. Say, God, help my head. Then there are men here who have women bosses. And everything you are doing is like, you don't, look, if people don't rise, you won't rise up. I'm telling you. If people don't rise, you won't rise. The second service, I will enter into the spirituality of interpreting dreams. That in the kingly realm, your inability to interpret dreams is tantamount to your death in that space. Yes. Daniel chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. The king had a dream and called all the magicians. And he spoke, please, let's start from the beginning, verse 1. So that I will end here. Polashukualata Kalaya, Linda the interpreter. Shakwadaba. You will not be sitting in that Zenith Bank collecting salary. You are not interpreting anything. Interpret in Jesus' name. You have Priscilla the interpreter. Peter the interpreter in Priscilla's life. Shakalabadagadaka. You're not be playing bass guitar, you are not interpreting anything. Interpret something here. But are you blessed? And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams. How many? Dreams. Wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. That's a restlessness we talk about. Verse 2. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. You see, when people have dreams, they're always looking for spiritual people. Don't be saying, I'm a Christian in the office and you are not interpreting anything. The way they will know you are a Christian and you are really spiritual is that you are able to bring interpretation to what is dark. What? Okay, we are all canal. What now? Tinyaminka. But in most cases, Christians in workplaces sometimes could be some of the unproductive people there. And you cover yourself in Christianity. Or come in one sem. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream. He called astrologers, magicians. And my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Verse 4. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Sirach. O king, live forever. All the appellations, but nothing to show. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Look at what the king said. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. Me cry me dream, me we're free. Yeah, I mean, that's what I told you. I said that people who have vision can lose the vision. And they will be, you know, relying on you that God has brought to bring that vision back to life. He said, it has gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream that he slept and dreamt of, and he has forgotten. Yeah. Some bosses can forget that they are in the market to make transgenerational wealth. They will start giving the money to foolish things. It will take some CFO to say that, boss, our budget is going over the bar. And it is not reflecting in the product we are investing in for us to go to them. Then this woman tell me, say, hey, you have brought the vision back to him. Now, no, we are 10, I know where we are 2. Ten for the master, 2 for the thief. I'm not able to bring any dream back to life. It says that if you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. So you have seen that in the kingly realm, in the high places, if you are there and you do not have the capacity of interpreting dreams, you will expire. They will expire you. He said, if you people, we are paying you as magicians, astrologers, witches, you are not able to enter my sleep, bring my dream and interpret it, then you are useless. We'll kill you in the palace there if you cannot interpret dreams. we have to kill you. I mean, imagine in the traditional system, when they go to the shrine and the traditional priest is not able to tell them what is happening. Imagine what happens to that one. Imagine being in a workplace and you have been given a model and you are not able, and what you brought is mistakes. It's not the dream the king had. That means misinterpretation. That's tantamount to death. So we'll cut you into pieces. Not only it will affect your house. Tell somebody, let us stop playing and joking. Tell somebody, take wherever you are, take yourself serious. And take what your contribution serious. This is a world of social media. The people doing our social media, you should be creative enough. I'm not the one saying that in social media. No, how to market the church there is you and I, our duty. That people should know that God is here and truth is being preached here. It's not to say that, you see, those days that he said, oh, the company is not doing well because of the owner. We will ask which people work in that space. What is their competence capacity? What is it? Which people? Why no good, Jumano? And you should be ashamed that you are part of something and it's not working. You should be very ashamed. Thursday say, man, you your bobos are an African brother, Onana. I chunk of only two goals. First goal, make me to me. Second goal, your body and about so direct. Chibo, we are now bottom chain. What's your problem? And they say, first one, I'm body into wood botching it. Again, in yet, African brother. In your opportunity, Jibe 200 and something thousand a week in Manchester. How many Africans? This is the third African, also Quintin Fortune. Another Cameroon, foolish Cameroon, Eric Jemba. Okay, four. Manucho and then Onana. Only four Africans have had opportunity, if my memory serves me well, to play for Manchester United. Nyan wani senka ukum. Eh? Ukum. Now be a kwaima. Okay, and I Cote d'Ivoire boy na we prama yen yina yesu yefense. I'm a Diallo. I can't even tell you, I'm sorry. And so, no, I'm in India. But if you are a way maker, don't go with the phone now with your girlfriend. Why now? You are there to collect ball. You are a child. That's why you are there. You are a teller. You are not balancing. We don't understand. Why are you not balancing? You are not sleeping, so when you are sitting in the tellership box, but could be our kind too. Some people don't even want to employ people from the church, because church people collapse business, because you don't have a mind to be excellent, you don't have a mind to be competent. When you are serving a leader that you feel maybe your gender is stronger than that one, or you know more than that one, you cannot submit to yourself and be fruitful. One of the reasons why you may know more than a leader is to help that leader to be successful. And not to be throwing yourself about, oh, you're crying, you're not going to be able to do it. What do you mean? The president is the president. Yes, he's not an IT expert. He's not a communication expert. That's why there's somebody as a communicator. He's not an aviation expert. That's why somebody is an aviation person. He's not a military man. That's why somebody is there. If you are there, interpret the dreams. Don't be doing anyhow. The pastor, I'm not a sound engineer. Woman, me bow sound, I'm a too short. Metal. I'm not a singer. Hey, free walk. One day I went to preach for Bishop Ediadi. The people were singing. And I said, Mufri. And he's serious. You know, yesterday I visited him. He's building a new church in Achimota, Bishop. And he was there. He was there till the night. They were still setting up the place there in Oba. Now when your opportunity over to you, man, shed the amount effort he has invested in being there will be a kokra. Show my kid my turn to car. One day I invited Prophet Bedu. He was very ill. Me Hana said, "Oh, you would dear bra, would dear bra, so me tiapo. Oh, buy your bet now." I say, "Muse, some malaria and Hano said, oh, and I'm a ma." Flower science or continuum. This one to chinqua. Oh, Kusuko to Mike and Mosha says, or to Tunka crack, I'm here in a prophet in it. I know one and I say, or say that the entire now the mic and the baby. You are interpreting something. Don't come and stand there and waste the stage. Somebody could have done a better job. Please, are you here? When you get the stage, make sense. Make sense. Obi or Yari cry to me, sorry, sir. I feel there. Me bon commission. Me ye jumano. Because something has awoken in the person. I'm praying that from today, you will be the shining light in your workspaces. In your family, you will be the shining light. In the church, you will be the shining light. That amen is not coming out at all. Say, Father, I receive the sharpness to be an interpreter of dreams in every space that I find myself. Say, by the power of the Holy Ghost, as I enter into spaces, I pray for the wisdom, the humility, and the power to be able to lift things, change them and make them better, take them to the next level in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hand and begin to pray? Pray. Shekote leve hese atole meleko sepretete ito rabaka pasadula bahasa antele meleko koshelebrete. Come on now, lift up your voice and pray that you'll be useful. Wherever you stand, that you'll be useful. Perakwa selia, etele meleke petelia, adula kapara soteklete, eshakwa talabala kapata, etole malia klosefe, antalia para zota libradia. Open your hand. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, I pray for a fresh anointing.
Pray for a fresh anointing.
To be able to see things in a different way.
Be able to see things in a different way.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say, wherever I am.
Open my eyes.
To think about things.
And see things.
From a different perspective.
A better perspective.
Can you open your eyes now that I'll bring value. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.